This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Comments yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited of where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard and, he cares, which are two important things.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Rabel just moments ago. I still don't really get why he lashed out at Phil.
Yeah, it's a weird exchange because it did
for an interview his player just did.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a gotcha mousetrap question.
Yeah, he's like,
also, Phil doesn't really do that.
Steph Diggs thought there was a question whether or not he'll be ready week one. So
like, do you?
What do you think? And Vrabel goes,
your school, you're a dumb idiot. I went to a smart school. You went to a dumb school. Like, what? Where is this going? So you have to give me the context. And Phil's like, he just said he wasn't 100% sure.
He said he wasn't sure.
Oh, you really believe that? Oh, you believe that? Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I might have been born at night, Phil, but it wasn't last night.
Like, so hang on. So what's the context? The context is... he tore his ACL year ago.
Right.
You held him out of the preseason game.
Correct.
You managed him in the joint practice against Washington.
Yes.
And he said he might not be ready week one. That's the content. I mean, look.
It's a weird thing to get annoyed about.
I think he's going to be out there week one. So I'm starting to – maybe Vrabel's just a little annoyed at Diggs. Maybe he's not annoyed at Phil. He's annoyed at Diggs. And it's just like between – he didn't sound happy. Bedard read verbatim, maybe because Phil got reamed out. Bedard read him verbatim Todd Downing's comments about Diggs, and so he didn't sound thrilled about that either.
I think he's going to call both Todd and Stefan into his office.
So maybe he's just a little chapped at Diggs. Maybe it's just as simple as that. He wasn't really lashing out at Phil. He's just annoyed he even has to say anything or answer to anything. But that was odd because I expect Diggs to be out there too. But if there's no story there, then just answer it. Just be like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Steph's talking about.
He's trending in the right direction.
Yeah,
there's a few times where he's
been out there at everything.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to answer.
No, it's not. There's a few times now where there's been questions that you thought might be kind of easy to sort of bat aside or whatever. But that is kind of a strange little response to that.
Hang on, I want to hear
it
again.
Back and forth.
Yeah. I want to hear it again. How'd that go again? Just the beginning of it.
If we could. Yesterday, about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that?
Really, Phil?
Really?
Really, Phil?
Really?
I've met a lot of dumb idiots in my life, Phil, but you take the carrot cake. You're like, all right.
Do you really believe that, Phil?
Really, Phil? Oh, yeah. I didn't know they let morons fly to Minnesota, Phil.
He's like, what? He's like, that's a legitimate question. Actually, a great question.
Okay. And
we were talking about that earlier in the show. Stephon Diggs went on with Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
And he had some kind of strange comments. So why not go to the coach and maybe see if you can clarify a little
one
bit?
One would think.
Also starting to get a good sense as to why Stephon Diggs not a Patriots Monday guest. I don't think they love having to clean up a lot of his stuff.
Great point. So the Twitch chat is going, well, Vrabel's just annoyed he has to deal with the same questions day after day. No.
This is a brand new question because that was a brand new interview.
It's brand new because the player sat down with Diana Rossini and said he might not be ready week one. I don't think Vrabel's pissed at Phil. I think he's pissed at Diggs. I think he's pissed at Diggs. Pissed is too strong, but he's
slightly annoyed.
Yeah, he's a little chapped at Diggs. That's my read on it, yeah.
Yeah, he must be because that's another one that's just so easy to deflect and be like, because you can still use your same line about like, well, I can't predict the future. You know what? You know what you do? We're trying to get everybody ready for week one, that kind of thing. Like we're close. Yeah. We feel like it's trending in the right direction. You know, everybody is different because he said that.
You could do the old Bill, hey, Stacey, you know, I don't know when the injury report comes out, but like that sort of thing. Yeah.
You could do that, but you can even go back to what he did at the start of camp when he was asked specifically about Diggs and his availability, and he said he has no limitations, but he won't participate in everything because nobody will. And that was sort of like, I thought, a pretty telling answer, and he's stuck true to that.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
and you're right, he even forecasted he could be like, guys, I told you this at the beginning of camp, no one's going to do everything.
Easy.
He's in that group.
Because he's done that, and especially the veteran guys, they've been out there, so he himself has no limitations. And who knows, maybe Carlton Davis and Morgan Moses don't, but he's like, this is how we're getting all these guys ready for the season. But the funny back and forth about like what school he went
really?
To.
Really?
You believe? You
really,
believe
Phil?
You're like, wait, so you don't believe your player? Like, I'm just asking you about the player. He's like, you believe what he said? Like, shouldn't I?
Well,
why shouldn't I believe what he says?
In fair, I do get that part of Vrabel because we said this in real time. We're like, is he just being coy? Would you call him the cat in the grass?
Cat in the grass.
With Diana.
He could be a little cat in the grass.
He could have been, but I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell either. I don't blame Phil for that. Interesting.
No, I legit thought it was a good question, not like a gotcha media.
Let me give you one more that jumped out to me. Vrabel was asked about those downing comments. And in the answer, he said that Steph Diggs is no different than Kyle Williams. Meaning, well, he's getting open, but you don't always get the looks. So I understood what he meant. But take a step back.
I know.
You're comparing Diggs to a guy in his first camp? I don't necessarily love that.
Like a third round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that either. But maybe he's thinking about it because in the preseason game, that is kind of something that stood out. Kyle Williams got open a few times.
Very open.
And so like his stats could have looked a lot different had he had a different quarterback in there.
The difference is, you know, Dobbs couldn't get him the football. Yeah. Diggs is out there with May and not even getting looks.
No, I know. But then that also could be part on to May as well. And, you know, Vrabel mapped it out pretty clearly. Like there are five guys that conceivably could get a pass at any one of those plays and only one of them is going to get it. So Diggs has not had the volume. Because the way he started camp, you're like, oh, he's going to get even the last – oh, actually, every year with Buffalo, remember watching some of those games? Like, they throw to him every play.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen would have, like, 25 attempts, and you look at the thing, and you're like, 16 targets to Diggs? Like, they have anybody else on the team? So I don't think it'll be that extreme.
No.
But he should lead the team in targets if he's out there.
Yeah. He should. I feel like he's not at camp. It's just camp.
No, he definitely isn't at camp.
I feel like he's not.
No.
And so, anyway, that's why we take the coach live. Interesting stuff, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Who do you think he's mad at? Is he mad at the media? Again, Twitch chat. Oh, I love that he's screwing with the media members. I guess. I bet he's not happy with Diggs.
I don't know if he's really screwing with them. I don't think he like comes across as like all that great with that.
I mean, he did call Phil an imbecile.
He is.
And so, I mean,
moron.
He did do that. 617-779-7937. Anyway, Vrabel was a little later than we expected, so we had to move Kiefer Madness back a little later than expected.
That's
but let's get to it right now.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears,
Nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
We are dealing with amateurs.
As the men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
All right, here we go. A little delayed madness, but a local madness nonetheless here, Jones. We don't do a lot of these, but this one took place right here in the great state of Massachusetts. And this is right in our Q zone. This is old madness. This is one of the pillars of old madness, I feel like. Let's find out what's going on. Fox 25 with the story. So you may have even, people may have already seen this one, but if you haven't, here you go.
I'm Boston 25 News reporter Daniel Coates in Taunton, where Tuesday night a father and his son were looking through their telescope to catch the meteor showers right here in their backyard, when all of a sudden they noticed something strange appearing in the night sky over these homes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Strange stuff in the sky.
Taunton?
Taunton. Is that Bridgewater Triangle?
Definitely Bridgewater Triangle.
Smack dab in the Bridgewater Triangle.
That's
Thunderbird, Sasquatch.
Route 24. That's
Chupacabra.
Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah.
It's all down there.
Yeah.
Lake monsters. Maybe even a jackalope. It could all be down there. Witches.
Is they a Yeti?
Animal graveyard.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah. Yeah. A squanch.
Squanch.
Yeah. They could all be down there.
Sure. What is that?
So I essentially look up and I see this orb with a cloud around it. So I kind of took out my phone and started recording it right away.
An orb.
Yeah.
I saw an orb.
I've never seen one of those.
Ghost territory.
Just a good.
I guess it could be.
Could be. I'd rule nothing out.
Okay.
At this point. But just a father and a son enjoying a little night with a telescope out there. You never know what you're going to find.
They're looking for a meteor shower.
Looking for a meteor shower.
In your backyard, apparently.
And they see an orb.
What they found? Something much different.
From stargazing to stunned, weaving his...
It's good.
Uh-huh.
This is not... This isn't Topeka, Keith. This is Boston. That's good. That's good writing.
This is the big time.
Yeah.
From stargazing to stunned, weaving his telescope behind, Bassett Siddiqui caught what he believes was a UFO in the Taunton sky Tuesday.
It was kind of dropping down where that construction site is. And then from there, it kind of took a right and went this way.
All right.
Lends itself better to TV than radio.
Drop down. Yeah. Oh, no, it's perfect. Yeah. It dropped down, then took a right.
Yeah. Went this way.
Went that way.
Yeah.
See over there? Went that way. He came down, then he went around that way. He's looking for somebody.
And shot straight down.
He said the object was in his sight for about 5 minutes. He called his family outside before it disappeared behind the Johnson Street trees.
Hey, we're looking at a UFO right now.
5 minutes, though, he had that sucker locked in.
Yep.
That seems long. I feel like a lot of outside of getting like beamed up into the vessel, I feel like 5 minutes you aren't really seeing a UFO that long.
Usually
like a blink and you miss it.
Usually
situation.
Aliens are like, boop, we've been
spotted. Let's go.
We've been spotted.
They go to light speed
a little too long. Yeah. So okay, 5 minutes.
What do you
is a lengthy amount of time.
It's a ton of time.
Yeah.
Most time.
Yeah, seriously, it's a couple of times. Is what it is. If you want to combine them.
I'm looking at a UFO right now. Come here.
I thought he was joking at first. Yeah. I rushed outside.
His son, Janaid, saw the same. A shining object cloaked in a cloud of smoke.
Smoke.
All right, so that's two eyewitnesses.
They didn't mention the smoke in the first one.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
So that's two eyewitnesses, though. So it's not just like, oh, my dad, here he goes, saying this stuff. Like, kid, he had eyes on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to the news, and so he's confirming it.
They say was moving unnaturally.
Like, all, like, wiggly. Like
it's darting to the right.
Left and right.
That's like not natural.
Kind of like how a crocodile
People
would
are
run
like,
after
oh,
you.
They were looking at a meteor shower. It's meteor fragments. No, meteor fragments don't just dart to the right. It was moving unnaturally. Yeah.
Unnaturally.
Yeah.
Good point.
I was really confused what it was. I was kind of scared.
How old is he again?
He's like 34.
He's like 15?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, you know, if you're a little confused,
yeah,
I get it. But okay, we're all confused.
I was really confused what it was.
Same.
Same. It's me in high school sex ed class.
What is any of this? That was Phil watching the Steph Diggs interview.
I was really confused what it was. I was kind of scared of what it was.
Also kind of scared. I get it.
Yeah, I'd definitely be afraid.
Things that confuse me also scare me. Yeah, so I'm locked in with this
guy. You can blame your folks for moving to the Bridgewater Triangle. That's on them. If you're going to be afraid
of
stuff.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, no, that's on you.
It's the first time you saw a glowing orb moving all weird ways.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like that before.
Bassett and Junaid weren't the only ones. We received videos overnight reportedly capturing a similar sight in Avon, North Attleboro, and Sudbury.
Mmm.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, this guy's getting tips. Way to go, pal. Yep. So that's all over this state of ours.
This
everywhere.
Is,
Sudbury,
because this
Attleboro.
Is, I think, what you would hear is you go, oh, well, this guy filmed this for 5 minutes. He saw it for 5 minutes.
Somebody else must have seen it.
Other people
confirmed.
I believe it. They're definitely seeing something.
On little sleep and pumping adrenaline, Bassett and his son have been researching what it could have been.
Wait a minute. So he hasn't slept since?
Yeah, I'll leave out the little sleep part. Because now we're
He's done no sleep. He quit his job to look into this.
We're undercutting ourselves.
This guy's obsessed. Literally obsessed with this story now.
Wasn't sleeping how you get beamed into space?
Is that true?
What? I thought it was like you get beamed up when you're sleeping or whatever.
Oh, you can get beamed up anytime.
You know, you can get beamed up while you're awake.
Anytime.
Yeah.
They prefer you awake, I think.
Well, yeah, they'll probe you awake. Yeah. They'll beam you up awake. Yeah. Not a lot of sleeping going on, I don't think.
I like the fact this guy's just changed his entire life after he saw this thing in the sky. Yeah. He's like, all bets are off.
Little sleep. He didn't say no sleep. He's a little bit of sleep.
Yeah.
But have come up empty, puzzled by the mystery orb spotted across Massachusetts Tuesday.
I honestly don't know. I really don't know. It's one of those things, once in a lifetime, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's not necessarily
it
once
does
in a
happen
lifetime.
To some people more than once. That's true. Yeah.
Wednesday, I reached out to the FAA, and they wouldn't specifically tell me if they're looking into these specific cases across Massachusetts, but they do investigate similar incidents.
Can you tell me if you're looking into this one?
No.
But we do look into something like that. But not this one? I didn't say we did. I didn't say we didn't. It's like, all right, that's super helpful. Thanks a lot.
On scene in Taunton, I'm Daniel Coates for your local station, Boston 25 News.
Crushed it.
Good.
Kind of good reporting. What do you think that it is? That's the big question everyone's asking around around Massachusetts.
Got to be.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
Yeah.
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah. I feel like now they're getting just a little too comfortable. Because usually, like you said, it is a blinking you miss it situation. Yeah. You're like, what was that? Oh, it's gone. And then you tell your friend, like, hey, did you see that? They're like, nah, I didn't see that. Like just hanging out.
Reading their own press clippings a little bit.
A little bit.
Getting a little cocky.
A little bit.
Like, we've been getting away with stuff on Earth for
years. Yeah, we get super close to Earth and just camp. We just, like, park for 5 minutes.
No one ever sees us.
Wasn't there, like, a swarm of UFOs coming to kill us all? Wasn't that the thing?
A swarm of UFOs?
I think there was like a bunch of UFOs or something. Maybe one big one. I don't know. But it was like on its way to Earth.
I'm gonna be honest. I missed
like
that.
October was like due here or something.
It's possible.
Huh.
It's possible. I don't know.
There was a story the other week. Are you thinking of this, Nick? I saw a story the other week that I was tweeting about where they had spotted, and I forget where they were, but they had spotted on telescope what looked like a comet. That is heading towards the planet.
Yes.
Except a comet's tail should be trailing behind it. This was like in front of where the comet was going.
That is weird.
Yeah.
See them aliens via a Naruto run.
Okay. Aliens are getting, they're getting cocky.
I would say they are.
They're reading their own press clippings. Uh-huh. So I think it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. But yeah, no, it's, I mean, unquestionably aliens.
Definitely.
Okay. Spotted all across Massachusetts,
yep.
AKA four towns.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding the Bridgewater Triangle, but yeah. Yeah.
Makes too much sense.
Yeah.
I think she wears a wig. I'm not really sure, but she has black hair, large black eyes, a very pale face.
Go on.
Oh, the body looks quite human.
That was the guy that had sex with the aliens.
Oh, no, I'm saying the vampire.
Wow, forget about that.
Yeah. You lost your virginity.
You did.
17. Yes, I did.
Sick brag, bro.
I mean, seriously.
Yes, I did.
I mean, who even cares?
Yes.
Who even cares who or what it was to at that point?
It does not matter.
It all counts.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Could be the Dune popcorn bucket for all I care. Whatever you want it to be. Just, you know, have fun out there.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay.
You can tell her she can keep her clothes on.
It's uncomfortable laughter.
It's tough.
So there you go. That is the madness key from a local madness.
Yeah,
a
local madness.
Little later than usual.
Yeah.
But worth getting to as always.
Hey, I too had sex with a goat.
No, that's different. That's a different thing altogether. That's not what this is.
Speaking of that, WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You can stay tuned here on WEEI. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and we'll get to the grab bag.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. You already know that I'm killing this track. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
Every single one of the listeners of a station called WEEI. They always talking about the grab bag, but it's not like they ever had a reason why. Every time I try to find out what a grab bag is, I find out that my wish is denied. Look at the way that I know how to rap, I be spitting these bars and I don't even try. Is it when I grab upon any bag, or does it have to be a certain one? Is it even describing a bag, bro? Is it even describing an action? Like if you were just talking at random, just give me an answer. Work it up out of my face, so I can go get me a
grab bag.
Right after trending with Billie Lane.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox have an off night. They can lick their wounds.
Whew.
If you're going 2-5 in their last seven games, they will be back at Fenway Park tomorrow as they begin a homestand taking on Sandy Alcantara and the Miami Marlins.
Did you hear him again today, Bradfoe?
He's all over the map.
He said Alcantara again.
He's all over the place.
I think he's I think
it's not Alcantara. It's not.
I don't think so either.
I'm almost certain.
I thought it was Alcantara until Bradfo started screwing me up.
It's either Tara or Tara. It's not Contra.
He pitches against the Red Sox this weekend?
Tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah.
So we should be able to straighten
that out.
We'll have
to go side to side. What does Will Fleming say versus what does Dave O'Brien say versus what does Monaco
all four
say?
All broadcasts.
They all say something different.
Damn it. Like,
our head is spinning at
Can't
this point.
Can't solve that.
No.
Okay.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Grab bag.
So that was a new grab bag sent in. Once again, Keith at WEEI.com. That was very kind of a listener to send that in. He said, now this came across as a brag. He said that he and his wife, one brag,
nice.
Were watching Casablanca. So they're cultured, obviously.
Yeah,
they are, I would say, film experts.
I like the classics.
I like the classics as well. It's a great movie. And he said in the middle of it, he just added that to the end of the line. And then he had to explain to his wife what grab bag was. And he had to take time to record that in.
Ah.
But I was like, hey, anyone you want to do, then that sounds good to me.
That works. Where do they send him again?
Keith at WEEI.com.
I wish he recorded the explanation and sent that in.
Yeah, if you just want to talk to us, as long as you include the word grab bag in there, we'll play him.
Yeah. Nicholas into it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, you send it to me. I forward it to Nick, usually without even listening to it, and then he rolls it in. It's a little peek behind the curtain there.
There you go.
Well, the NFL is Rashee Rice is going to get a disciplinary hearing on September 30th in New York. So that means that will be after the first four games of the season for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So he's going to be out there for Chargers-Eagles, first two games of the year for the Chiefs, then Giants, then Ravens. So three out of their four games are big games.
So I always bring it all back to fantasy football, Keith.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, you know, if there was like, for instance, earmuffs out there, Dice, WEI Fantasy Football League, it's like, what do you do with Rashee Rice?
Uh-huh.
He might be out there for a month and then suspended in the middle of the year. So, what do you do with the other Chiefs' weapons? Like, maybe I was ready to buy in on Travis Kelce. If Rice is going to miss the first month, but now I don't know. So that's odd. When do you ever see that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Grab back.
Well, how about this? Brian Flores, who we were just talking about giving him credit for his really good defenses and him being a great defensive coordinator. Well, the court has agreed that the Brian Flores suit versus the NFL can go to trial.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that's moving forward?
Yes, reading from ESPN here. It says the NFL can put on a trial over civil claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches face discrimination. A federal appeals court ruled today, finding insurmountable flaws with a league arbitration process that would permit Commissioner Roger Goodell to serve as arbitrator. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan upheld a judge's ruling that Flores can proceed with claims against the league and three teams, Broncos, Giants, and Texans. So that's just what the league wants.
Yeah. So that, sure. I mean, yeah. I give him credit that he keeps moving forward with this. Like, Brady eventually dropped his against the NFL.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Flores seems principled enough where he's like, I'm not settling this thing. Like, let's go to trial. Let's really bear this out.
Uh-huh.
And let's see who were the teams again? You said the Broncos, who and who?
Giants and Texans.
So the Giants were, this is where Bill.
Well, that's the Bill gate.
Right, where Bill texted Brian Daboll, or at least he thought he did.
Right.
Texted Brian Flores by accident. He's like, hey, congrats on the gig.
Whoops.
And Flores is like, huh?
Whoops.
So yeah, hopefully that goes forward. That'll be good stuff.
We'll be watching that.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
Michael Penix Jr., the Atlanta Falcons quarterback, got into a skirmish.
You sure about that?
Yeah, some outlets are describing him as something else.
Yeah.
Or his name is spelled.
Autocorrect.
A bit of funny. A typo there, yeah.
Yeah, Penix.
Score one for human beings over AI, or maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Falcons-Titans joint practice today, there was a bit of a skirmish. Penix was talking trash after completing a pass to Ray-Ray McCloud, and there was a big dust-up. He ended up on the ground. Drake London got involved. It was like a whole big to-do. But you really can't have a joint practice without a fight. That's why you wonder if today maybe there'll be something. Because there wasn't one yesterday, right, for the Pats?
No, we had a couple. No, that's true. I mean, not really that didn't. I saw anyway. But you had a couple where, you know, Vrabel had to get in the mix in one of them against Washington. Maybe we see one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want Drake May in the middle of it. I can tell you that.
No.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right. How about this? The AP put out an all-time All-Americans list. So college football, AP, all-time All-Americans.
Different than our top five.
They didn't steal our.
I was going to say, my God.
No, they didn't go Kurt Angle and Lex Luger. They didn't do that.
Randy Quaid.
They just the AP's all-time All-American first team.
Okay.
Do you want to guess who the quarterback was?
Tebow.
It was Tim Tebow.
Good That's like, honestly, it's a
should,
good pick.
It should be.
It's a good pick.
He was insane.
Yeah.
Two wide receivers were selected on the first team. Do you want to guess the wide receivers? They're both like of our generation.
Okay. I was trying to think of who won the were the Heisman winners? Should I know this?
No, they were finalists.
Okay, so it wasn't Devontae Smith?
No. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Who?
Randy Tavon Austin.
Who?
Tavon Austin. Was he one of them?
No, he wasn't. Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
The running backs.
You'd think a guy who won the Heisman probably should be on this list, but go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, probably. But maybe they're like, he burned hot for that year.
Maybe, yeah.
Moss and
Fair.
Fitzgerald had a better career. Fitzgerald's Fair. Career was insane. They picked two running backs.
Eddie George.
No, both from the 80s.
Oh. Eric Dickerson?
Herschel Walker.
Good one.
Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Those are good. Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Anybody else? John Hogg Hanna. I got it for guards.
Oh, good for him.
Best tight end. Real recent vintage.
Best tight end. Real recent vintage.
Brock Bowers.
Oh.
The best college tight end of all time, according to the AP.
Well, again, like he might not have, I don't know if he won the Mackey multiple years, but I think he was an All-American a couple of times, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Some of the defensive names that jump out to me anyway, Ndamukong Suh.
Woodson?
Woodson's Charles Woodson there, and Deion Sanders were the corners.
So no Hunter anywhere on this team?
Travis Hunter, no. I don't see him on there. This is just the first team. I don't know if they're going to come out with the second team. Hmm. The safeties were Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed.
Nice.
Linebackers were Dick Butkus, Derek Thomas, and Chris Spielman.
Hmm.
That's pretty good. Let's see. Anybody else? No,
good luck. Good luck blocking them.
No. Yeah. Sebastian Janikowski was your kicker.
Nice.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Well, we know it was Mike Vrabel's birthday today. Happy 50th birthday to Mike Vrabel. He shares a birthday with Halle Berry. Let me take this time to say sup. Yeah, Halle Berry, 59 years young for the great Halle Berry.
I like that. Well, first of all, I bet she's not eating a ton of carrot cake. Second of all,
no, probably not.
I like how Vrabel was asked how he feels at 50. And they're like, do you feel physically old or do you feel old? Well, he's like, well, physically,
yes. It's like, I did play in the NFL for a long time, so I have the body of like an 80-year-old now at this point.
Every year of being 50,
It's tough.
Yeah.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it. Giants have just really been scuffling since they acquired Rafael Devers. He was in the lineup last night. He went 1-for-4. But they took one on the chin again. They lost to the Padres 11-1.
They're not scoring.
They don't score runs. No, they don't score runs.
They scored one there. No. They get shut out the day before. Like, they're not scoring. They're 18-31 with Devers. Red Sox are scuffling a bit. Still 9 games over .500 without him.
No, but he's ruined the team, said.
Well, and his absence here has worked out well, too, yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Wednesday, August 13th. Was it Jacob Marcy? 4 for 5, 2 home runs, 7 RBI, and a steal.
Nice.
I mean, was it Brian Reynolds? 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 5 RBI. Was it Graham Pauly? 4 for 4, home run, 2 runs.
Couldn't get him out.
Was it Hunter Green? 6 scoreless innings with 6 Ks. Was it Troy Melton? 5 scoreless, 6 Ks. Or Trevor Rogers? 7 innings, 1 earned run, 6 Ks.
I've been told he's a top 5 pitcher in baseball.
So some are saying he's a top 5 pitcher in baseball.
Very surprised at that.
In fact, there's a new list. Who put that list out?
Well, I don't know. It was just tweeted at both of us.
Okay, it was the pitcher power rankings according to who, though?
MLB.
Oh, MLB put it out.
Yeah.
Top 10 starting pitchers. Tarek Skubal was number 1.
Sure.
Christopher Sanchez, number 2.
Real good.
We saw him. He's nasty. Garrett Crochet, 3.
Hmm.
Paul Skeens, 4.
Way too low.
I feel like he'd be 1. Yeah. Trevor Rogers is 5.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Nick Pivetta, 6.
Well, Red Sox knocked him around.
Brian Wu, 7.
7!
Matthew Boyd, 8. Nathan Eovaldi, 9.
Now him I like, yeah.
And Zach Wheeler, 10.
Good. Anyway.
Like half the Red Sox.
It would be a good rotation.
Yeah.
You
gotta go with the dude with the 7 ribbies.
Yeah, I'm going Marcy Playground, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Jacob Marcy's Playground. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, gentlemen, no Red Sox opponent today, so truly a random player. This gentleman made $32 million in his career.
It's our first clue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to think of anybody who made 32 total million dollars.
30 plus million. Not too much, but okay, good.
He played the majority of his career at second base.
All right.
You could also find him at the hot corner and shortstop, but primarily a second baseman.
No cold corner.
Where he was a 3-time All-Star.
Oh.
And won the batting title 1 year.
Brian Roberts.
No, good guess. He finished 17th in the MVP the year he won the batting title, where he hit .344 with a league-leading 53 doubles.
For whom?
He did that with Pittsburgh. He also played for the Giants and Red Sox.
Todd Walker.
No.
Ooh.
Jack Wilson.
Whoa! No. Just firing off little guys. He's another little guy. He'd fit the mold.
Freddie Sanchez.
He got it!
Freddie Sanchez, also a World Series champion with the Giants. So really a nice little career.
So what, I get
he was listed at 6 feet tall.
No chance.
No way.
Wait, so he was primarily
on
second baseman?
Stilts. Yeah, second baseman. Yeah.
In his bra. So I guess
Freddie Sanchez.
Red Sox prospect. Who was he traded for?
He was actually in the, let me double check, Brandon Lyon, Jeff Soupy Supon trade.
Oh. That wouldn't have been my guess.
Red Sox traded.
I thought he was in like a pretty big trade.
Lyon was their closer that year. He was traded, Sanchez and Mike Gonzalez and Cash, to the Pirates for Brandon Lyon, Anastasio Martinez, and Jeff Supon.
Oh, Mike Gonzalez is pretty good. They dealt him away too. Same trade.
Huh. Yeah, they lost that trade.
Yeah,
Freddie Sanchez went on to win the batting title. They had smoked them that
3-time All-Star.
Yeah.
$32 million in his career.
Right. For Brandon Lyon and Jeff Soupy Supon.
So was that the year? That was 03, right? Is that when they got Supon and Sauerbeck? That was that trade deadline?
Probably. No. Yeah, that was the trade deadline. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Brandon Lyon will be their guy. And you're like, no, he won't. Why are you doing that?
All right.
He won't be their guy.
That is the random ball player each and every day.
Pretty good.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we had to spend just a little bit of time talking about the podcast that was sweeping a nation, a world. A lot of views on this bad boy. And so you were asking my biggest takeaway from the Taylor Swift appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast. So I don't know if it was the lighting there, but her skin's quite fair. Like, she's very, like, white.
This is the big takeaway.
This is my big takeaway. Okay. And it reminded me in high school, and this isn't bullying, I don't think.
Okay.
But there was a girl that had very, very white skin, and we called her a vampire, yeah, which is, like, an old English way of saying vampire. Because she was, like, very fair skin. So we thought she could, like, we thought she should come out at night. And then a year later, no, she was very attractive. It's got nothing to do with that. So we're like, oh, the vampire. And everybody knew who we were talking about. Like, oh, you see the vampire.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, another girl came, very similar complexion. So we called her the vampire, too. So we had two vampires in high school, and that's what I thought of when I was watching like a couple clips. I was like, attractive and everything. That's not the point. The point is just very fair-skinned.
Well,
did you have a takeaway?
Those might be fighting words for the Kelces. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not an insult. I don't think that it is an insult at all. A lot of vampires are very attractive.
Well, this is true.
It's actually maybe the biggest compliment you can receive.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
But no, that was that.
They're a sexy, sexy breed. Well, good contribution by me.
Anyway, that's what I thought.
The vampire.
Right. Not bad. And obviously, you know, tens of millions of people have already seen this video by now, I think.
You think if she got like a spray tan, it would like really rattle everybody?
Yeah, she probably shouldn't. I think just, you know, be yourself.
Yeah.
That's also one of my takeaways I have.
Yeah.
So this is a 10 million, closing in on 11 million views in 18 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty. I mean, it's no Baby Shark, but it's doing well. It's doing well on YouTube.
Doing quite well. Yeah. That is true. Okay. Well, there you go. That was our very brief.
That's it.
Some would say we spent too much time talking about it.
Maybe, but no, it needed to be addressed. I mean, it's getting that's good viewership, well, and it is sports adjacent.
And I had not heard that specific angle on it, so that was good as well. So there you go. That is our take on Taylor Swift on New Heights. There was a big buildup, just days and days of buildup.
There was a lot
of
buildup.
We got to give you our takeaway.
I feel like maybe I'm doing the Dork podcast wrong. I feel like we should record an episode and then for a week straight tease the episode, then finally release the episode.
Tease it
And
up.
At that point, 1.2 million people will be like, I got to sit and watch this.
That's true.
That's what they did.
Well, it just worked. Don't release it until it's 1.2 million people to watch.
Nope.
That's a good way to do it. Okay, WEEI Afternoons today. The crossover will be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant, the Colossal Lobster Roll. It's back at the Nines. It's Colossal Lobster Roll season. You can choose hot buttered or traditional, both built to the hilt with chunks of North Atlantic lobster served with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. Good stuff yesterday with Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure they'll have more takeaways from joint practices today. Yes, Keith?
Speaking of joint practices today, Mark Daniels just tweeted out in 7-on-7s.
Yeah.
Drake May went.
Yeah.
7-of-8.
Seven!
Nice.
Touchdowns to Steph Diggs,
hell
Pop
yeah.
Douglas, Travion Henderson, Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah. I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
12 wins? 13 wins? How many wins are they going to have?
Duck boats.
Yeah, look at these guys.
That's a good topic for
tomorrow.
Spread
the ball around?
Good topic for tomorrow. How many wins do we have to revise them upwards
tomorrow?
Do you
like the greatest show on turf offense, or do you like this Patriots offense? You tell me.
Okay. We'll do that tomorrow along with the top five Friday. Friday four-pack. We can review. All that comes your way tomorrow at 10 right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.